A reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come for us?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. Gospel of the Lord. So we understand John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for the Lord to come. Each one of us, in a certain sense, we share this grace of John the Baptist to prepare the way for the Lord. Not only for yourself, for your friends. You did some good deeds, then you stood something real, something precious in you. And they will follow your footsteps. Gradually, they may have the interest to come to know the church. But whatever you do, even you are a Catholic for years, but the behavior, your behavior make them angry, I'm sure you can't be another John Baptist. So it's important that we have a good example. This is what we need. You don't have to tell people, "I'm a Catholic." Every year there are many baptism and many people coming joining our catechism class. Some of them, really, they come because they saw their colleagues or relatives, how they enjoy their life with joy, even between hardships. And that's why they say, "I have to do something about them." So that's why they come. So this is the post of John the Baptist. So let us pray that we can be, first of all, we change ourselves also. It's not that just a title. Renew ourselves. If we do something in the past, more or less, do it more seriously, with heart. Change of heart, what we call metanoia, is the first place. Then God will do the rest.